This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Drive right field and deep, and that one is going to put the Phillies back on top. Over the A's, bullpen just hit the berm, and it's Schwarber's 18th of the year, and the Phillies have a 4-3 lead.
Yeah, what a weekend for Kyle Schwarber. Big hit, home run, as the Phillies continue to win 2 out of 3 over the A's, 6 out of 7 on the road trip, and the Phillies return home tonight to take on the Braves with the best record in all of baseball. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio joining us now to talk some Phillies here as we get set for a homestand is our Phillies reporter, Devin Kenny. Devin, how you
Dev.
Doing?
What's up, guys? Doing well. I'm excited for the Phillies to be back home. It feels like they've been gone forever. And actually face, you know, a team that's doing pretty well in the Braves. So it should be an interesting one.
Yeah, it should be a great series. And Devin, we'll be watching Schwarber hit. And we played the clip of your interview on Saturday, you and Ruben with Preston Mattingly, and how he, you know, he said he's a priority. I didn't expect him to give you details because they don't usually do that, like he said. But I was glad to hear that because, Devin, every day we get closer to free agency is a day I'm nervous we're going to lose this guy.
Yeah, I mean, like you just mentioned, Joe, it's the type of question that you kind of have to ask, even though you know you're not going to get a legitimate answer. But Preston's saying that, look, Kyle is a priority for us. We want him to stay, you know, in a Phillies uniform is honestly more than I was expecting to get. So that is really promising to me. I am team, you know, keep Kyle Schwarber. I don't want to say whatever he asked for because I don't want to, you know, give him some absurd deal, but I would assume that he would be, you know, realistic in what he'd ask for to stay a Philly. He says he enjoys it here. Kyle does. So I thought it was a really promising update from Preston Mattingly on Saturday.
You know what, Dev, I'm kind of curious. We've been kind of chopping this up all day long about Topper and his contribution to this team right now. Do you think that he's doing more than he's done over the past few years that this team has been successful? Or is he still in kind of the same place? How do you view Topper's job of coaching this team so far, managing this team so far?
Yeah, I've been listening to your show. I think it's a really interesting topic of conversation when it comes to the Phillies, because from what I've observed, and like this isn't even just from an insider standpoint, you know, covering the team and being in the clubhouse, anyone can see that Topper is managing with much more sense of urgency this season than he has in seasons and postseasons, especially of seasons past, like where the lineup wouldn't be working and he would just continue to roll out the same guys. Pitching wise, I still think sometimes maybe he can be a little slow to draw in terms of, you know, warming up someone else in the bullpen. But he also doesn't have many options to work with because Philly's bullpen, especially the back end of the bullpen, is certainly their weakest area of the team. But I think that he deserves a lot of credit for what he's done. I wouldn't say that he's working with like a scrub team. He has one of the best, if not the best, starting rotations in baseball. I mean, and we talked about that with Preston on Saturday too. The Phillies are in a really interesting spot where their bullpen is certainly, you know, lacking in terms of talent and arms, but starting rotation, once Andrew Painter's ready to come up, they have 6-7 options and Aaron Nola is healthy to work into their starting rotation. So they almost have like an embarrassment of riches in the pitching area of the team. But I think that Rob Thompson has done an incredible job so far this season.
Well, I agree with you, Devin. See, we got to try to get Hugh on board here because he refuses to give the guy any credit. I mean, he said he took Philly's pledge before the season to give credit when credit is deserved.
And I mean, he's doing what he's supposed to do, though.
He's doing a little bit above what he's supposed to do here. A little bit above you. You see, Devin, he won't give him any credit. But Devin, you said something there that I think is really interesting because it's their strength now, and let's hope it remains their strength all season. They're really leaning on this starting pitching, which I would. I think anyone with a brain would because it's the best part of their team. But Devin, I do wonder if they have to think about the full length of the season. These guys are throwing a lot of innings. I mean, more than almost any rotation in baseball. Their relievers aren't throwing many innings. Devin, I understand the logic to what Topper's doing. I would do it too. But I do wonder if, like, are they pushing them too much and then they're going to be tired by the end of the season?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, you look at a guy like Jesus Luzardo, he has the lowest ERA of the Philly starting pitchers right now, but he's already surpassed the amount of total pitches he threw all last season because he missed a ton of games with an injury. So it's something that you do want to proceed with caution, but then, you know, you look at the guys that they can bring up. We saw Mick Abel, he did really well. Andrew Painter continues to ramp up and add pitches in his outings in Lehigh. But Andrew Painter is a young kid coming off of Tommy John surgery. So he's another one you don't really want to push too hard, or at least before he's ready. I think that they're probably communicating really well with these guys. Topper, you know, from the jump, especially back in spring training, has emphasized that health, especially when it comes to starting rotation, is the biggest priority. So I would hope it's something that they're watching. But then, you know, you look at Aaron Nola, who's really struggling, and it turned out that, you know, he had an injury, whether it's a legitimate injury or not, or they just wanted to give him time off, that's up for debate. But you just want to make sure that these guys are healthy and ready to go when the postseason rolls around.
Devin, what is the latest on Nola? Because it seemed like they thought it was pretty minor when it happened. And even the way they spoke about it, it was like, yeah, he did it a couple weeks ago. He kind of rolled it over and he pitched two games after that. They didn't seem to exercise much, like, uh-oh, this could be a big thing. But then it sounded like he went out to try to throw this weekend and still was soreness. I'm kind of confused on how severe this injury is for Nola.
You and me both. I'm a little confused. I'll try to ask Hopper. I'm sure someone will today when he speaks to media before the game. But Aaron Nola was supposed to start taking some pitches, throwing pitches off the mound when the Phillies were out in Sacramento. It still feels weird to say Sacramento instead of Oakland, facing the Athletics over the weekend. And he didn't end up doing that. You know, his progress has been delayed in terms of Nola on the IL. So that's concerning. But what's really concerning to me, like you just mentioned, Joe, is like this didn't seem like it was that big of an issue when it popped up. I know a lot of people were just wondering if maybe they're just giving Nola kind of a break to reset. And he did have a sore ankle or foot, but maybe that wasn't the largest issue because Nola had been having such rough outings, you know, so far to start the season. So I don't know what's going to happen. I know Taiwan Walker is set to pitch again in starting rotation this week for the Phils. So I will keep an eye on Nola and I'll be sure to ask Topper about it. But it certainly is a very strange situation.
Devin Caney with us here talking Phillies. Devin, we need to get your take on something that came up a little bit last week. And I expect us to bang the drum this week for it because the Brewers are coming to town this weekend. Devin, where do you come down on the idea, you know, a month or two from now, of bringing Rhys Hoskins back? The Brewers are a kind of a middling team, and he's a free agent to be. I don't think they are going to be married to him. I think they would trade him at the deadline. And Devin, you know, Bryce has been open saying he would go back to the outfield if the Phillies acquired a first baseman. Where do you come down on it? Because I think they could use another bat, especially one with power. They've done a good job offensively, but they're still lacking power-wise. Would you be in favor of bringing Rhys Hoskins back at the trade deadline?
Okay, I'm so glad you asked me this because I have thoughts. I love Rhys Hoskins. I love, you know, what he did offensively for the Phillies. I think another bat could never hurt. I just don't understand why we're all so quick to forget Rhys Hoskins at first base. And we're also just willing to move Bryce Harper, who is playing incredibly well at first base. Like, he's really good at first base. And I feel like we don't talk about that enough because Bryce Harper, you know, you talk about his at-bats, you talk about his offense mostly. Bryce Harper is a really good first baseman. Rhys Hoskins, I would have a heart attack whenever the ball went to first base, which is very often in a game. Like, there were several postseason moments where Rhys Hoskins made an error at first. So I don't know if I would, you know, jump on that trade. I also know that the Phillies have larger problems right now, especially when it comes to the back end of their bullpen that they should probably address first. That being said, like, if Rhys Hoskins came back, maybe – I don't even know where else you'd put him. Like, I don't, I just don't like the idea of Reese at first, because I've not forgotten his defensive blunders and I'm still scarred from them.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I mean, they had the drop ball in Atlanta. He had the game five play against the Astros. I mean, it was not good defensively. There is another way to do it, Devin, if they really wanted him back, and I think it would be cheap to get him. You could leave him as the DH, leave Bryce at first, and play Schwarber in the outfield more. I mean, they've done it a little bit this year, certainly more than last year. And we know what Kyle Schwarber is defensively, but that would be kind of a workaround where you could keep Bryce at first, the DH would be Hoskins, and then you could roll Schwarber back to the outfield in left field.
What are you trading for Hoskins, though? What are you giving up?
I can't imagine it'd be much. He's a rental, and I don't think they're going places. Now, look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a market for him, and other teams are bidding. You know, in the idea that we brought up, I'm not trading much for Reese Hoskins.
No, you're not trying to give up the Kings. Yeah, rest right. Getting back.
Right, because he's just here for the last few months. I just think there's a path there, Devin, if both sides there wanted it. And especially if the Phillies thought they needed another bat, because there's not many places they could upgrade. I'm looking at left field. Like, left field to me seems like a place where they could probably get another bat, but I don't know if we could find one, so I could just move Harper or Schwarber to the outfield.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. I just would want to keep, if Reese came back, I would want to keep him away from first base. I don't know if maybe his defense has improved out in Milwaukee, but I wouldn't want to put him there. I also think Max Kepler is a good left fielder. And he's, you know, been kind of on and off on offense, but he has contributed. He was, you know, on a roll there for a while. He had a slow few series, but he's been picking it back up. He had a home run out in Sacramento. So it's not like Max Kepler isn't doing much when he's out in left field. But look, like a guy like Reese Hoskins, we know he has a great history with Philadelphia. We know that he can produce offensively. So I'm never going to say no to another bat that can produce the way Reese Hoskins can. I just think that there are more pressing issues that this Phillies team needs to address.
Yeah, specifically the bullpen. Devin, we appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll catch up soon. Thank you.
You're the best.
Thanks, guys.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah. There she goes. Devin Kane, our Phillies reporter there. Not as into the Reese Hoskins idea.
Yeah, she got PTSD a little bit.
Yeah, well, I do too, but you forgive and forget, right?
Yeah, she ain't forgot. She's definitely not.
Well, yeah, I'm not even forget either. Reese is a butcher at first base, but I need another bat here.
I remember the bats, Blake.
I do too. I was there. It was the it's the loudest building I've ever been in.
It's like Reese himself said, just write about the good things.
Just forget the bad. Total opposite of WIP, but that's all right. We do what we do.
Well, we don't write, so.
We don't write. We talk. We just talk a lot. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to a lot of things we're talking about today. Number one, and I think Devin was on the right side of this, right side of history here, that Rob Thompson deserves more credit for what's going on with the Phillies right now. The best record in baseball. Platoons at second and in left and in center. A bullpen that no one can trust. Only three hitters that have really produced a lot this year, and Bryce wasn't even doing it until 2 weeks ago. That's it. It's Schwarber, Trey, and Harper. Everybody else has been the whole season. And yet, the best record in baseball sounds to me, Hugh, like a manager that deserves a lot more credit than he's getting.
No, he's getting the credit he deserves. Good job. Good job, Top.
I don't hear any credit for Topper.
Yeah, you're getting the credit. You want to give him extra credit. No, I'm getting no extra
credit. I want someone to mention his name in a positive light and
hey,
not just...
Hey, good job.
See, that's just disrespecting Tupper.
That sounded a little patronizing.
It wasn't. It wasn't meant to be.
It was. It was totally patronizing.
It wasn't meant to be. Good job, Top. You're doing a hell of a job.
It was a sarcastic A.
No, I'm just saying. He's doing a hell of a job.
Good job, buddy. Yeah, good great. Job. Pat on the back. Boom. Move it along. I think he's doing a really good job. In fact, if I had a ballot right now, and I recognize it's just after Memorial Day, I'd put him on it for NL Manager of the Year. He has had injuries. He's had issues in his bullpen. His best reliever just got suspended for 80 games, and they're the best team in the National League right now. 215-592-9494. And Saquon Barkley, he believes the 2024 Eagles are a top five team of all time. I don't, and I'm probably going to throw up when I see the poll results on how many people do.
It's not good. Mm. You know what else isn't good?
What's that?
I agree. Topper should be higher in the Manager of the Year odds right now. Do you know where he is?
I have no idea. I think Chicago seems like they've had a great season.
Yes.
And a little bit unexpected.
Craig Council's number one.
Okay.
Yep. Topper's eighth.
Eighth?
Behind Dave Roberts, Terry Francona.
Oh, wow.
Mendoza of the Mets, Oliver Marmol from St. Louis, Mike Schilt, and Bob Melvin.
But Bob Melvin? They're... What are we doing here? The Phillies were wasn't their win total 90.5? Because we did a conversation that day, over under 90.5 wins, and people were mad when I said 89. Yeah. But their projection was about a 90-ish win team, and they're on pace for 103 wins.
Should he be ahead of Mendoza? Because now...
He's ahead of him in the standings.
Yeah, he is. But I think Mendoza has lesser starting pitching staff to work with, maybe talent-wise.
Yep.
But they did give him Juan Soto.
They upgraded.
Not been playing well. I think that'd be an interesting discussion.
The Mets and Phillies were kind of similar in terms of the projections before the season. People thought they were kind of similar in terms of how many games they win. That's an interesting one. I guess that one will play itself out over the year. I just think Topper's done a good job. And most people, Topper only comes up on this radio station when he screws up. And I just feel like we should give him credit. Where do you come down on all these things? David in Drexel Hill is up. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing? Before I go to my Eagles, can I say one thing? Mm-hmm. Phillies stink.
They stink?
Until you win in the playoffs. I mean, they're a good team. No, don't
talk about.
They're a good team. But if your manager can't win in the playoffs, he ain't no manager of the year.
But
it's a regular season award.
I understand that. But Sirianni, he won in the regular season. All we did was want to throw him out the city. You know, I'll leave that alone.
Okay.
You know, but think about it. Okay, let me say this about top five now, why I give it to him, because I'm only 66, Hugh. I'll be 67 my birthday. And I watched all the teams y'all named and the quarterbacks y'all named. And then I'm thinking about Super Bowls they was in.
Yep.
Not none of them quarterbacks you named had a different offensive coordinator every year of their career. And not none of them quarterbacks y'all named, right, played against a quarterback that arguably they were saying is the best thing that ever played in the league, Patrick Mahomes. They was putting him against better than my boy. They won all the Super Bowls.
Mm.
You know, they was talking about Patrick Mahomes. You can't even compare Jalen to Patrick. And then in two Super Bowls he played against him, he beat down on him in the first one, but, of course, his was on a better team. So all he had to do was come down, score one time at the end. They won that Super Bowl. But the stat-wise, Jalen, then you go to this Super Bowl, arguably top five. They beat down on the greatest team ever in football, people were saying. The one that was going to do a three-peat. Now it's like, you don't hear that mentioned no more.
Well, David, I do think that gives this Eagles team extra credit because they beat a dynasty in the Super Bowl. But the part you brought up about the different coordinators, and what does that have to do with this Eagles team being great? Because Jalen had different coordinators.
But that's just Super Bowl.
What you're just,
they didn't just run the ball because Saquon.
Sure.
Oh, wait a minute. We shut him down.
Right, but what does the coordinators have to do with it?
The coordinators have to do with it because it proves that the team-wise is great.
They were a great team. But because they had a different coordinator 3 years ago doesn't mean I'm going to move the 2024 Eagles up my list more. It's not germane to
it. What did a new coordinator that year, too? The Super Bowl year?
Not the first Super Bowl year, because that was Steichen for the second year.
The one we won.
Yeah, it was Kellen Moore.
Coordinator,
yeah.
You had arguably one of the greatest running backs ever because we made him great. He wasn't great before he came here.
Mm-hmm.
We made him great. He got shut down, and guess what? The Jalen that everybody said can't throw the ball lit it up. against the greatest quarterback ever, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't know if people said Jalen couldn't throw the ball. He wasn't throwing the ball very effectively for some of the season.
They were saying that because they were stupid, and I would call y'all station and say, how do y'all say that? And him and AJ had just set a record last season.
You know, Jalen could throw. It's about doing it week to week, yeah.
But he was doing it week to week, and they decided. Remember, we were screaming, run the ball, when they wouldn't run it before they got Barkley.
Well, yeah, well, they were losing the year before. They weren't winning that way.
Well, Jalen Hurts has won every year he's been in the league.
But not at the level, like Super Bowl level.
Well, he went to a Super Bowl.
No, I know. But the more they throw, they don't win as much. They don't win as much when they throw a lot.
When you play arguably best team ever in the history of football, they were saying this about Andy Reid.
But was that Chiefs team last year really one of the greatest teams of all time?
They were saying it before the championship.
Well, no, I don't remember.
I mean, they took a beat down, but going into that game, they were talking dynasty.
But yes, dynasty. But was that team dominating last year? They were winning every game by a couple points.
I mean, to be fair, I know we're moving the line a little bit. Yeah.
But no, that's true. Hold on, David, good phone call. Was last year's Chiefs a dominant team? No, they won every game by the skin of their teeth. They were barely winning all those games.
Yeah, but they won before like that.
But I'm just talking about last year's team.
But I think that the history of the Chiefs made what everybody saw irrelevant. You know what I mean?
That's probably true.
Yeah, because of what they were.
People didn't
want
to believe it because they were a dynasty.
I agree. I think we have a little revisionist history with the Chiefs last season.
Yeah.
In a way that, like, because before the game, it was like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're 15-1. We know they weren't a great team, but we know why they were 15-2. Because of Mahomes and Andy Reid. And that was the task. That was the hill they were going to have to climb.
Yeah.
In that Super Bowl. And they did. I mean, they kicked their ass.
They dominated. I mean, they totally did. I'm just like, we're giving out credit in what they did and what they didn't do. Also, I didn't really understand the point about the different coordinators. What does that have to do with the Eagles being an all-time great team? I don't know. Because they had a different coordinator 5 years ago? It has something to do with this year's team?
No, they also said the Phillies suck. So.
Well, he did. That was not a lot.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah, it sounded like he didn't take the pledge either. So, a lot of people out there, Hugh, you should actually... you didn't. Actually should lean into it more. Because obviously there's a lot of people that didn't take the pledge. That just don't want to give the Phillies any credit until we get to the month of October.
No, I mean, I give him credit, but you're asking me to give him more credit. I'm like, no, for what? For putting me in the same position and feeling the same way that I felt last year around this time?
He's overachieving. He does it. He has a bad bullpen.
But I felt the same way about the team last year around this time. I felt good.
Yeah.
And so it's to me, I'm right where, as far as the Phillies are concerned, my opinion, and my humble opinion, is they're right where they need to be.
You're scarred.
PTSD a little bit.
You're scarred.
I mean, but think about it like this. We live and die with every pitch that's thrown. And we've been on this emotional roller coaster for the last 3 weeks. Because early on, if we're not forgetting, we didn't feel too good about this team about a month ago.
No.
Did not feel good about this team.
And look what they've done since.
And they've done exactly what they've been doing the last couple of times we felt the same way.
Yeah, well, they have. I just think the degree of difficulty is more. There's a lot of people out there who think the Phillies are a great roster. Devin pointed out they have a great rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. That's a great base of a team. They've got three hitters they play every day that are really above average. Then the rest are not.
Yeah,
that, and the bullpen is not good.
And those three guys have adapted well to what you've asked them to do.
Totally. I just mean it's not easy to win at this club.
No, I mean, I get it. You're right. You're right. But they're doing it, and they've done it in the past. That's why, for me, it's no different because you've done it. Just now do it at the times where you've fallen off a little bit, like after the All-Star break. Though, I'm not saying that trying to diminish what they brought to the table so far. But we've been down this heartbreak hill before.
Do you hear this, Kyle? He's setting up Topper to crush him later in the season.
No, but we've been setting him up.
This is typical Hugh.
No, it's not. It's typical Kyle and typical Joe.
What am I doing today besides giving the manager credit?
Well, because what happens, you get on this emotional roller coaster, you and Kyle.
I actually have been very calm today.
Today?
Today.
What about tomorrow?
We'll see what happens
tonight.
Screw that guy.
Exactly.
I got to see what happens tonight.
I got y'all. Listen.
I can't wait until I get there.
It's a pledge.
I got y'all in a spot where y'all can actually listen to what I'm saying, because tomorrow it might not be the same.
You took the hedge. We took the pledge.
Tomorrow y'all might be like, oh, forget this guy.
Everyone knows it. That's the man. All right. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Does Rob Thompson deserve more credit for the Phillies having the best record in baseball right now? Hugh will not give him his due today. And are the Philadelphia Eagles, the 2024 Eagles, truly truly a top five team of all time. Saquon Barkley believes so. Like 80% of our poll believes so, which is crazy to me. Great team, but a lowercase g, not an uppercase g, not an all-time team. Your calls on that. We got to let you hear as well what a former player on a great team said about this Eagles team and as you think his team stacks up to it. That's coming up. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.